Welcome back to the SNM podcast. Oh my god, this feels very nostalgic. I can't remember the last time I recorded. I opened my phone today, and I saw that the last time that I recorded my voice on my phone was the 6th of April. I mean, that's like 3 weeks ago, literally. I'm so sorry. I'm tired of apologizing because I feel like I always apologize, but like my reasons are always valid. But at the end of the day, like some of you, I think you guys think my podcast is some sort of entertainment, so it's like very awkward if I don't like post an episode in 2-3 weeks. That's so weird, and I'm very sorry. But this is just like a little update episode. It's not going to be long. I don't have any guests, obviously. Just going to be talking about like the things I've been working on and why I haven't really posted up, and like just things that are going on in my life, basically. So first off, before we do the break, I'm just gonna say like the delay is so okay. So 2 weeks ago, I was gonna upload an episode, but like I ran out of time and I remembered late on Sunday. And what I'm doing now, in case you guys haven't noticed, so I post like one with, I post myself just talking shit, and I post one with a guest. But I was supposed to post myself, but I hadn't recorded, like I didn't know what to record or something like that, so that's why I couldn't post. But last week I was on the island, so I wasn't with like my recording tools or whatnot, so I couldn't actually record and like post. But I was also sick as well, you know. And also, another reason why I've been delaying the episode is just, I feel like people have spoiled the podcast culture for me. I used to really love podcasts. I still love podcasts because I still listen to a couple of podcasts, about 20 of them. I love podcasts, but I just feel like ever since Nigerians discovered podcasting, it's been downhill from there. Like, it's just really terrifying now because everybody now does a podcast, like, and it's very basic because everybody circulates, like everybody's cycling the same conversations, like nobody is trying to be creative enough to an extent. It's just the same goddamn thing. So it's like, you know, when it's like things don't land Nigerian, that's spoiled. So like people have spoiled the podcast culture for me. Now I don't even really want to listen to a podcast or want to record a podcast, because I'm just like, imagine telling somebody that you have a podcast and you just think like it's basic random things that you talk about, when it's like podcast is a form of art. You know how artists feel like their art is their way of expressing themselves? You know, that's how I see my podcast as well, like, or how musicians use music to express themselves, or, you know, movies or drawing or whatnot. So that's how I see podcasting. Podcasting now has become so vague. Like, if you tell a person that, oh, you have a podcast, the first thing that comes to their mind is like, bro, like a fucking microphone. Like, now I want to seize everybody's microphones because, like, it's so jarring now. Do you understand? It's literally jarring. But you know, people still listen to my podcast. I don't even promote my podcast anymore, but I check my audience once in a while because I don't like to do it. But when I check my audience, I see that I'm doing numbers. Crazy, like, that's actually crazy, because I don't even promote my podcast. Like, I just post an episode and I post an episode and I don't promote it, because if you know me, you know that my podcast is a way, it's like my diary. So if you want to really know who I am, like in total, like in depth, like you listen to my podcast, because I talk a lot of shit on there. But yeah, good news guys, somebody actually sends me money, and yeah, they are listening to this podcast now. Crazy, right? Because I remember the last episode that I had, you know, I spoke about my asthma, and then the person sent me money, and I was trying to figure it out. So I'm just like, who is this person? Like, why would somebody send me money? I had told my mom about it. I was like, mommy, do you know any so? I told like a couple of my friends, like, do you know any person bearing this name? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, this person sent me money. And we're like, oh, okay, I should not touch it yet. It's probably a scam or like maybe my bank will call me to send the money back, or just something. My bank will take the money because maybe the person made a mistake. So I didn't even want to use my account because I have like 4 accounts. I said, okay, I'll be using your other accounts, because I didn't even really have so much money in the account that the person sends money in. I said, okay, I'll be using my other accounts and just, you know, chilling. And you know, I was like, okay, this, I know the native name sounds mad familiar. So I decided to text the person with that native name. I was like, hi, okay, what's your full name? The person didn't answer me. I was like, oh, is your full name this and this? And the person says yes. I'm like, did you send me money? Person said yes. I was like, why did you send me money? And the person says, he listened to my last episode and I spoke about not having a microphone, so the person sends me money to get a microphone. I was like, first of all, how did you get my account number? He said, I said it randomly on one episode. Do you know how mad that is? Like, no. Do you guys actually realize how mad that is? I don't even remember saying my account number in any episode. Do you know how crazy it is for you to dip it, maybe write it down and be like, oh, okay, this girl actually said her account number. Store it in your head and wait for you to feel like, oh, okay, let me send. Do you know how mad it is? That's effort. That's crazy effort. Like, I didn't even know if I was okay, because I told my friend what happened and my friend was like, oh, I should be impressed. And I was like, I don't know if I should be impressed or I should be scared, because like, do you know how attentive you are to get my account number from my podcast? And I probably said it once, like maybe randomly, maybe I was talking to a guest and I just randomly said my account number out of nowhere, and you just, oh no, like it was scary at the point. I was just like, okay, good effort, but thank you so much for I haven't bought the microphone yet. I haven't bought it yet because I haven't really had time to buy. I've been busy with work, but I will buy a microphone. Shout out to you. I was going to give you a shout out. Of course I would not say their name, but like, wow, that's crazy effort. I didn't even think people took my podcast seriously for you to actually take my account number down and send me money to buy a microphone. So you guys, I'm gonna say my account number again, yeah, in case you just want to spoil me. It's 00938152 98 Access Bank. Yeah, so spoil me, guys. So rundown. I went to Davido's concert. So let me tell you guys a story. Like, if you're on my TikTok, you probably know it already. But like, quick one for people who don't have my TikTok. I have a friend. So I know a couple of industry people. But you know, I saw a friend at David's. I was like, oh, okay. So you went to David's and you didn't tell me. He's like, oh, bro, where are you? I said, I'm home. He said, do you want to come? I said, yeah. But mind you, I live on the mainland and David's concert was at CBS. He's like, no, what's up? I should come through. You know, I was scared because I never, once it's 9, I feel very uncomfortable leaving my house once it's like 9:10, because I'm just like, except I'm on the island. But if I'm on the mainland, I don't like to leave my house on the mainland, you know. I had to order a ride. Went there. He sends me a VIP ticket. First he sends me a regular ticket, but I was having an issue with the regular. Oh, you know what, let me just gist you guys. So we had gotten, so I had ordered my ride, paid for about 4,600 for a 20 minute ride, maybe because it was the middle of the night. But anyways, I had gotten there. The driver advised me to even carry an agbero with me. I said, of course I'll do that, because I'm not even about to exchange words with randos. Anyway, so I had like an agbero escorted me to the entrance. Mind you, they were not the, you know how it is now, concert, like the big three, like once the big three has a concert, Anolamide, there's just something about their listeners, how razz their listeners can get. So outside was a bit messy, so I got a bodyguard. The bodyguard asked me to give him 10,000 naira for him to let me in. Do you know how razz that is? I should give him money for him to let me in. And you know how confident they are. He was just like, my sister, you will not enter this place until you pay me that money. But anyways, the agbero that I was with negotiated with him, and he allowed me to enter for 5,000. So he came to pick me up, and I looked good to an extent, you know, because I always look good even if I'm not trying. So you know when algorithms can just tell like, oh, this person, maybe she has money, she looks like she has money, that kind of movement, that kind of movement. And then I had entered, so he had taken me to where I would get scanned. Mind you, they were not allowing me enter. They were not even checking my phone to scan me in. Maybe because I got there but like after one, they're not checking anymore. I was so confused. I had told my friend, like, guy, Emeka, they're not letting me pass. And Emeka sends me table tickets. It's like I should give them table tickets. Table ticket, they were still not checking. They said I should go back to go and scan. Like, it was so awkward. So the bodyguard had to go and look for a place where he would just see someone's tag or something, and he brought for me, and I had to pass. I was upset at first, but I was just like, you know what? Like, I left my house to have fun at David's. I must have my phone. Like, nothing will stop me. I had a good time. I had security, but I wasn't in VIP anymore. I was stuck in regular, but I still said, oh, you know what? I'll have my phone regardless, because, like, nobody will spoil my day. But anyways, it was all good. It was, you know, it was chilled. But after it, I got interviewed by Graham Pitch for Pop Central. I think I'm not getting it. I don't think I'm getting his name right. But it's Graham Pitt or something. He's a VJ for Pop Central. I got interviewed by him. It was good. We followed each other. We connected. I remember a bodyguard coming to toast me. It was so awkward, but I was just like, okay, that's cool. Thank you for toasting me. Now let me go home. And then I couldn't go home, mind you. I couldn't go home. I had security. I had like an escort to drop me at my friend's house because I didn't want to go back home by like 3 a.m. So I had to stay in my friend's house unprovoked. Stayed there for about 40-something hours. Glad I carried my toothbrush, because if you know me, you know that I cannot function if I haven't brushed my teeth. But it was all good at the end of the day. Like, impromptu outings always end up the best. Although it's like, oh, okay, you are scattered at first, like, oh fuck, I have to do this, I have to rush to do this. But at the end of the day, it ends up good, you understand? So it was good. Now I feel like I'm overworked, because I'm working like I'm working like 4 or 5 jobs, and like the stress finally hit me yesterday. I haven't been vomiting. So I woke up in the middle of the night yesterday and I was just very uncomfortable, vomiting. Like, I've never felt that uncomfortable before. Like, it was really bad. Vomited, felt like very nauseous because I had gone to make my hair. My hair is beautiful, by the way. I don't think I've made any video about it, but I was vomiting. But I'm good now, a little bit better. I've lost my voice. I just feel like I'm overworked because I'm doing so many things at the same time and I need to rest, for real. But like, man, this is the time for me to grind if I'm trying to make it big in Nigeria and the world at large. So like, I cannot rest, basically. But I've had time to rest today and we're back up tomorrow and running and functioning and what have you. But yeah, and finally, guys, another update. I got my laptop finally. My laptop is finally here. The guy that I gave my laptop to held it for about 5 weeks, if we're being honest. Like, held my laptop for 5 weeks. That's so awkward. Like, he not really saw me today. He was not like, have fun, I should do something for him. I just told him I'll do something, but shishi, no go see from me. Mind you, I got my laptop back and my Wi-Fi has disappeared. Like, you know when you have to connect, the connection has actually not, that's not the word, like, but you people understand what I'm saying. You know when you're trying to turn on your data but you cannot see it to turn it on, it has disappeared. So I have to give him my laptop back. God knows when I'll get it back, but my laptop is here, so I can finally work. I'm trying to write a very short story called To Delusion, because I just feel like I want to do something for the girls, because my content is usually for the girls first. I want to write something for the girls, because the last work that I did last year was something for the boys, but this is going to be something for the girls in a way, like, just to elevate women and, you know, all of that. But yeah, To Delusion, literally, it's going to be a very short story that you can read under like 31 hour. I'm just gonna do something very short for the girls to delusion. I'm starting my newsletter again, so hopefully everybody receives. If you're subscribed to my newsletter, you probably receive a mail tomorrow. Today. So today I'm recording on Saturday, but like tomorrow is Sunday. But you guys are probably listening on Sunday. So whatever, you're gonna receive by the beginning of the month, May. Back to that. But it's not like every week. Like I'll probably be giving you guys a newsletter like every month. Just like a little update, a little rundown of how the month went, you know. So if you cannot listen, because I know that a lot of people don't like listening to people talk. My best friend, for instance, she doesn't like podcasts. She'll rather watch you than listen to you. Other people would rather read you than listen. So like my newsletter is for people who don't like to listen. Basically the same thing. And I'm also working on a dating experimental show. I'm very excited about that because, you know, I'm putting in crazy money into that show. And I just really can't wait for it to become, like, so big. Because I'm investing my savings into it. And new signings. Oh, my goodness. Like, new signings. I don't want to say anything about that yet. But new signings. And possibly I have a film appearance soon. Like, a 1-2 scene film appearance. I was telling a couple of people that I believe in nepotism, and whenever I say it, people just think, oh, Stephanie, you're just saying, but I do believe in nepotism. I believe in nepotism in the sense that it will work if, so for example, now if I have a business deal and I know that my friend can be well suited for that position to handle the business deal, I will not go to a stranger. Let's be honest with ourselves. I will not go to a stranger. I will go to my friend first. Yeah? Because nobody's going to a stranger first when you have a friend that is unemployed, except you're a weaker person. So I believe in nepotism when it works. Not just a friend, family, whatever. So most of these things that I'm doing, of course, nepotism has helped in a way. But like, I thank God for nepotism, and I'm also very talented. Like I keep saying, like, of course, like I probably have one foot in because of the type of who I am or what I did in the past or whatnot. But like when you now see me and say, oh, okay, this girl actually works really hard, you understand? But there's probably going to be a film appearance soon and music collaboration as well. So expect a lot from me. So I'm saying expect newsletter, expect a new short story, expect a dating show, expect a new signing of me being a host, expect a film appearance soon, music video, and finally I am the creative, bro, it feels so good to say this, like being the creative director of a show is not easy. It's not beans, because I'm doing everything in terms of production, directing, seeing through, content wise. Everything is literally on my head, but I'm doing a good job because it's something that I like. It's one thing to actually do something that pays you well and you don't like. It's another thing to actually do something that you genuinely like and genuinely enjoy. So when you get stressed from it, it's like, okay, I actually enjoy this thing. So I'm very excited for all the good things coming this year. I can't remember my prayer, but my prayer this year, I told God I will win this year. One way or the other, 2023 is the beginning, is the kickoff of my success story. I am going to be big, and not just Nigeria big. I'm talking international big. And that's on God. Like, wow, I think we've come to the end of the podcast episode. We've actually come to the end of the episode. Also, lastly, this season of my podcast, so I have like 6 more episodes to go before the season closes off. But I'm not very sure if there's ever going to be another season. I'm not sure yet because like I don't want to have to pressure myself as well, because like the SNM podcast is my baby and I want to always do it well. So instead of me dropping one episode a month, like that would be unfair to like you guys. But like obviously, like there's other things that you can reach out or watch me or get entertained by me on. But quick one, I'm starting a new podcast soon, hopefully before July or before June. I don't know when, but I just kind of wanted to let you guys know first. I'm starting one soon. I don't wanna name drop yet, but you know, like, I'm just working on so many things, and you know, yeah, I feel like I say this all the time. Real quick. When somebody says, you know, I used to think when somebody, people never just create the time for you, but I feel like it's very possible for somebody to be busy. You know, people say, oh, I'm busy. Like, sometimes they actually are busy, because I used to think that statement, people just made that statement just because. But, like, people can be busy. Like, I promise you, there are people who can be with their phone, but they don't have time to necessarily respond to people on their phone, except it has to do with work. I strongly believe that people can be busy. So let's all just, you know, like, ease it out on people, you know, like, just let people do them. And if a person being busy doesn't really work for you, then maybe you dip. But I strongly believe that people can be busy, Sha. That's my own belief. But just expect new things from me. May, June is workaholic month. I'm gonna be working. But hopefully everything comes out good, everything comes out nice, everything comes out gagara chair. I'm so excited for the new era, my new era. Stephanie, no more about you. I can't wait. I really can't wait. I have a lot in store. I just need to take a break once in a while. I need to prioritize myself first. I need to always make sure that I'm okay mentally, physically, and you know, yeah, mentally, physically. I don't know the other clip, but like, you guys understand what I'm trying to say. But thank you so much for listening to this. I have like 5 more episodes to go before the end of the season. But yeah, I'll just keep updating you on my life, basically. And yeah, come back next week. I will be here next week, I promise. I will actually be here next week. So until then, have a great Sunday and have a great holiday. Oh my God, we've actually been having holiday backs to back. But have a great holiday. Take care of yourself. Check on your... Oh my goodness. I keep remembering things I want to say. Always check on your loved ones. Please check on your loved ones. Like, even if you have so much going on, maybe take a minute. It doesn't have to be every day. Just take a sec. Like, hi, how are you? Like, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you. Like, quick one. You don't have to exchange. Just maybe you could send, like, you could compose. So the thing, what I do is I usually compose. I check on, like, my loved ones once in 2 weeks. So I usually compose, like, a message that I will send that is very similar to, like, hi, just is me checking in, how are you, how is everything going, how is life, how is Nigeria treating you. Just check on them so that they know that, oh, okay, this person actually cares. Yeah, you don't have to chat with them, because they might say, oh, I'm doing good, and you can just maybe put a love emoji, like a heart emoji, and like keep it pushing. Like, just check on people. Like, it brightens people's moods. Randomly checking on a person brightens their mood, I promise you. So just, it doesn't have to be an everyday thing, and it doesn't have to be a conversation. Just, hi, I just wanted to check on you real quick, like, you crossed my mind, I hope you're doing good, just remember that I love you. Yeah, basically, like, it works. But we've come to the end of the episode. I will see you next week, so please be here next week. But until then, I love you guys. I'm for real. Goodbye, guys.